Darren, do we
Hi
need a
everyone.
second?
Sorry, I had to moisturize my lips.
I said, are we ready? So I
I
didn't want to
know, and then I was
surprise
like,
you.
oh, my lips. Welcome to Shaken and Disturbed, everybody. I am Darren
Hi.
Hart, Father God, here with John Thrasher, Mother God. Interesting that we always intro each other like this, but this one feels particularly apt only because, I mean, apparently anyone can be a god. Anyone can just be a prophet. I didn't know that.
I
And so
didn't
I'm
know that
thinking
either.
of like changing careers to
I could see
become
that
one.
working
I've been
out for
thinking of
you.
it.
I could see that working out for
I'm
you.
charismatic. I feel like a couple people might want to come into my little coven and stay in
I?
like a one bedroom,
Well, what do you
double
think the
twin
show
bed
is?
situation. I feel like I could maybe convince a few of you, but
The Darrenites.
if you don't know what we're talking about because you didn't watch the title of this episode or see it, fair. Sometimes things just
Fair.
play. But we are covering the four-part Netflix documentary, Trust Me, The False Prophet. It came out a few weeks ago, so it's still relatively new. It shot up to kind of number one on Netflix.
Yeah, it was huge, actually.
And I had heard about it from a bunch of people. So
Yeah,
I
I
kind
was
of.
gonna ask you that. I was gonna say you had mentioned this a couple weeks ago. Did you watch it right away, or did you watch it for the show today?
Once you said that you wanted to do the Mariah one first, which is what we call which is what we covered, the life and death of Mariah Wilson, which we covered a few weeks back. I waited because I always have a better like gut reaction if I watch
Same.
them obviously closer to when we record. So I waited to watch it to
Yeah,
when we got
same.
closer to record. I did watch the first part. So I heard about this from a few friends. Someone was just like, did you watch that new documentary about FLDS? I know about FLDS. I did watch Keep Sweet, which I think we talked about
That sounds
perhaps.
really familiar. I don't
The
remember
Warren
though.
Jeffs documentary, also on Netflix. I want to say it's a few parts, came out 2 years
Don't know if we
ago, a
did.
year
I don't think
ago.
we did though.
Keep Sweet?
Yeah, I don't think so. That doesn't sound
I don't know if
familiar.
we did. I might have just like talked about it on an NMR for
Yeah,
you
that
guys to
sounds
watch,
right.
but that was actually really important, I think, to watch first, even though it came out, I want to say within a year or two ago or something. It's relatively recent. Because it's about Warren Jeffs, who was one of these gods, prophets from the FLDS who took over when his father died. And he ultimately gets arrested and sent to prison because he makes the mistake of being photographed with his underage wives, of which he had, I can't remember, a number of them,
I
70,
think it
I
was like
70
80 or
or
something.
yeah, it's like something crazy. But number of them were underage. They took photographs. It got found out. Subsequently, what we've learned from Trust Me is it's actually quite hard and you need quite a bit of evidence in order to show that these people are abusing children, for better or worse. But Warren Jeffs is currently serving time in
Yes,
prison.
he's
Wow.
still
Yeah,
serving.
he's serving. So that sort of gave the background not only of FLDS, but also for kind of this documentary, because I feel like this documentary actually picks up from where that documentary ended, even though it's about two different people from the FLDS. So this one really focuses on Samuel Bateman, excuse me. And essentially, Warren Jeffs is arrested, sent to prison. And during his imprisonment right now, he tells the community, of which he is a prophet and God and had many people follow, that no one in the FLDS community could get married or have babies. So that's really how like this kind of
Or
went
have
down.
sex
So,
at all, just to be
well,
clear.
that's the presumption, right? Like he can only have
Well, that's
sex
true,
with
right?
people. So you have to like cease any type of thing. And I'm not confident that they believe in contraception. So I feel like not having babies meant not having sex, but I don't quote me on
That
that.
could
I
be
just
true. Yeah,
feel
that makes
like
sense.
that's correct. But all this guy, this shunned guy in the FLDS community named Samuel Bateman, he was kind of a weirdo, a loner, didn't have a lot of friends. People kind of thought he was just a loser. Like they just thought he was a loser in the FLDS community. All of a sudden he starts having like kids and getting married, and he has the bright idea. And I say that almost as like it is kind of a genius idea because you already have people who are so vulnerable in like a terrible way, but you already have people who are so vulnerable, willing to believe anything that he just starts claiming he's a prophet, he's the
He's the
God,
successor.
he's a successor from Warren Jeffs, and Warren Jeffs is speaking kind of through him in these bursts of
These
communication.
impressions, I think, is what they're calling, he calls them.
So he takes over for Warren Jeffs, and that's kind of like how this starts. And he really creates like this center around him. It's almost like a Ponzi scheme where, it's like you hire five of your friends and then they hire five of their friends. And that's kind of like how it goes down. And so he kind of has these three guys that he has converted over into his community, his like sect of FLDS. It's three male followers. It's Torrance Bisline, Liddell Bisline Jr., and Moroni Johnson, which, by the way, Moroni is a tough name to say because it
Definitely.
looked like Maroney. And I keep wanting to say Maroney, but it is Moroni. And so
Moroni,
these
yep.
guys are kind of like Samuelites. They believe that he is the prophet. He is sort of this god. Did you remember like Warren Jeffs or FLDS? Like, did you know what you were getting into with all of this stuff when
Not
I?
really. No, not really. I'm glad I thank you for asking that because that's a good question. I vaguely knew about FLDS. I knew they were a little more maybe extreme, but I didn't really know much about them, to be honest.
I think the Duggars, the like 19
That
and
might
counting,
be,
they are
yeah.
FLDS. I
That might
think
be
they are
where I
FLDS.
know FLDS, yes. So I didn't know anything about this, no.
Yeah, and that stands for Fundamentalist Church of Latter-day Saints, essentially. It is a
Yep.
more extreme version of LDS, in my opinion. What's interesting about this documentary, though, is it takes the two filmmakers, Christine and Tolga, married couple. Christine had been manipulated into a cult herself. She had sort of gone through this. They were members of FLDS and had sort of started to think for their own. And so they are the boots on the ground,
Oh my God.
people in
The
this because they embed themselves in the community and gain their trust. And that's why we have just firsthand footage of all these things with Sam and his
Crazy.
wives. And this is kind of how we know everything that's going on. And it's really fascinating to watch that from that perspective, as opposed to just being interviewed with pictures, to see how he interacts, to see what a, I mean, I don't know about you, but four parts in, watching Christine have to pretend to be okay with 98% of the shit that she saw and be, and for the better, like for the good, like she's trying, because Christine can't expose Sam's pedophilia, because obviously he's married to, I think he's got 27 wives or something like that, and
Something.
nine of them are underage. She's talking to the cops this entire time, basically, with this footage, but they need more evidence in order to convict. And so she really
Exactly.
has to build their trust, embed. And by doing that, she can't be thinking they're weird or she can't be sus. She almost has to be a follower herself
Yeah. I mean,
in a
she
way.
has she genuinely loves them, by the way. So
The
that's
girls,
easy
she loves
enough
the
to do.
girls.
Yeah.
Yes, the
Right.
girls. Yeah, she, and I think she sees him as her protector, but it's not like when you
Right.
see something going down. I'm thinking, if I was filming this and I saw him with a
Yeah.
12-year-old wife, like I'd be like, get the fuck out, like
Of
let's go, and
course.
like obviously that would ruin the entire operation. So the fact that she
Right.
really had the wherewithal, not only having
I
gone through abuse
agree.
herself, and you can kind of tell throughout this entire documentary that this is like, this is her closure. This is her like
Oh, yeah.
revenge from getting manipulated and coerced when she was younger, that
Yeah.
this is like her way of healing herself with that too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't even know where to begin with Christine. I mean, she, you get a little bit about her backstory, like you were
The
just saying, Darren, the
ventriloquist, yeah.
ventriloquism. She did all these other like kind of odd jobs. She seemed very like she just seemed really like one of those people that could put their mind to anything and make it happen for themselves in a weird way.
Right,
And I
while
love
also
that
being
about
like
her.
kind of quirky. Like she
Yeah,
comes
for
across
sure.
certainly in that first episode being like almost like a not serious person because you're like
Yeah.
learning all these weird things and you're kind of like,
Yes.
you can handle bringing down this fucking huge sect or
Yes, I
whatever. You're almost
know.
like, what? And that's not even a disservice to her. Like I think she even would
No.
admit it because her daughter comes on the dock and is like, I was really scared because my mom's really easily
Right.
manipulated.
Right.
She has kind of been through it. But the way that they, her and her husband,
Yeah.
handle this
Oh my
entire thing, I
goodness.
just think it's like, it's a little like Leah Remini talking about
Yeah.
Scientology and
For
like talking
sure.
about that. It's just like, I don't know what they deserve, but I feel like they deserve something. You know, I don't
Yeah.
know if it's like an Oscar, but I
I
feel
was
like
thinking the same thing. I
I
was
feel like
like,
you get something for that, you
well, by
know?
the end of this, I mean, I know we're kind of all over the place with like where we are and everything, but about Christine specifically, by the end of the episode, let's just jump to it, I guess. You know, he's eventually, well,
Well, yeah,
let's
well,
wait on that. But about
yeah.
Christine specifically, we'll get to more of the specifics of the case in a second. But by the end of it, she's redeemed, right? Like she, all of her work went all literally almost flawlessly to the point where there was a moment where I was like, was she an FBI informant before and like
Right,
didn't,
like
because she's too
exactly.
good at this. Like she knew exactly what to do. The fact that she could embed with them with a full, like very high production value set and everything. I'm like, I
They
don't
filmed
know.
everything, and
Yeah,
she,
everything.
what I was really impressed by is like she really. And I think, obviously, like I said, I think, like we were saying, it's like closure for herself, right? Like she saw
Yeah.
the long game through all of this,
A
and she
hundred
knew that she
percent.
couldn't make a mistake early on
Yep.
because it would totally domino affect something that could happen. I mean,
Exactly.
and just so you guys know, for those who haven't watched it, or a reminder for those who have, I mean, she films them for over a year.
Yeah.
So she's in
On
it.
almost a
It's
daily
not like
basis, it
it's not a
seems.
2 month thing. This is a
Yeah.
full year. And so, okay. She embeds herself. They get
Oh,
trusting. I
wait,
think the,
sorry. Before we move on, I don't want to forget this. To your point, I agree that by the end of it, I was like, should she get some sort of like Medal of Freedom or
Something.
something? I mean,
Right.
she's doing the work
Undercover
of,
award?
yeah, like we've got to figure out something to give this woman for her service to society. I mean, and then when you think not only about
Yeah.
what she did in that day and the domino effect of those women's lives, but then to showcase that in a documentary on Netflix where it's exposing this sex trafficking, like even that in and of itself has its own value in a different way. So I'm like, I want to talk to her so badly. We need to reach out to Netflix and try to see if we can get her on the show because
I really do want to talk to
imagine how
her.
great that would be. But keep going about the details of this
She's like
case.
a she, I mean, her and her husband, because her husband
Yeah,
was
of
just
course.
there right
Yeah.
along with her. I mean, they
Yeah.
are like heroes, like in that
I
in beyond
literally wrote
way.
superheroes in my notes.
Yeah,
Yes.
like in a small way, big way. But the pivotal point, it's a 4-part documentary. And let me just say, John, I
Yeah.
watched the first part in
Yeah.
Mexico, and then I was like, okay, I've got the grasp. I'm going to watch the first three right before we record. So I binged the three last night because I really wanted
Okay,
it
me
in my
too.
head.
Yep, me too.
Not a great doc to watch before bed because I really went to
No.
sleep
Yeah.
thinking about it in my mind. And
Yeah.
it gets, and you guys know, I mean, I love talking about cults, but because this one involves
I
children,
know.
you can, and because you get footage of seeing this go
I
down, you understand
know.
manipulation and you're just like, I
And
can't believe that this happens, and yet I can entirely
yeah.
believe that this happens, and like it's
Yeah.
heartbreaking.
It's so heartbreaking. And by the way, did you catch this is an interesting thing too. In the very beginning of the episode or of episode one, there's a disclaimer in the documentary that they've actually swapped out the face, the true
Yeah, the
faces of
AI.
Mo
Yeah.
with AI faces of other people. I'm like, well, now this is a good use of AI. You're protecting their identities while
And it
still
looks
creating
normal.
a
Yeah.
normal like kind of situation here.
And that actually helped because it like it
Yeah.
really shows the effect because they have their
Yeah.
voices and they're and that you can see how small they are. You can see a
Right.
9-year-old compared to like a
It's
26-year-old.
crazy. It's
Again, a
crazy.
26-year-old would be crazy too to me, but like a
Yeah.
9-year-old, it's just like it's so gut-wrenching and just the full
Hard
scope
to
of
go to
it. So
sleep with it. Let
it
me add this too.
was.
Oh,
It
sorry. Go
was.
ahead.
No, it's just, it was hard to go to bed. Like, I
Yeah.
just kept racking it in my mind.
For me, it was not only that, of course it was that, but also the firsthand footage of what he was saying to them and their behaviors in particular,
Yeah.
which were so, I don't know if abnormal is the politically correct word in that situation because they were being psychologically manipulated to the extreme,
Well,
but like,
you can tell that they are though, because you
for
see
sure,
them
that's what I
fawning
mean.
all over, and
Yeah, that's
you
what I
know, he
mean.
does
Yeah.
that manipulative tactic where he puts the answer in your head before you have it. So you're like,
Right.
and I'm not forcing you guys, right? Like
Right.
he's telling you
And
how
this
what
isn't
to
darkness at
answer.
all, right, guys? Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like we're all here. We're all not
Yep.
doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
I would say the pivotal point in the documentary comes at sort of the end of episode one, because now, so basically this happens in December of 2021. This is not that long
Yeah,
ago. Warren
just a
Jeffs does
few,
not go to prison that long ago. Christine and Tolga are driving in the car with Sam and three of his underage wives. Now, obviously they're not, they have to be totally normal when all of this is going down, but essentially they start recording, and Sam, as most like narcissist psychopathic people do, they
predators
let
do,
down,
yeah.
predators do, they let down their guard when full trust, they think that they are unstoppable, that they
You're
are
so right. I hadn't thought
untouchable,
about that.
and basically admits, he says that God told him, you know, the prophet told him that he had to sacrifice his girls. They had to have sex with other men, given sex with another person. So interesting how it's always related to sex. I don't know
Isn't
why
that
this has anything to
interesting?
do with religion, and also like 12-year-old girls. Basically that he has to give these women these things, these human beings that he values so much, that are so precious, his little girls, as he calls them, which is so fucking creepy.
I know it is creepy.
To basically, they have to give themselves to these men sexually, in whatever desire, because God says this.
Yeah.
And luckily, a lot of these people are stupid. And so he says that. And so they catch it on tape. And that's sort of the first piece of actual true evidence that we have that he is abusing these little girls, because what they talk about, Sam is really clever because he marries a bunch of the mothers
The
of
mothers,
these
yeah.
other women, so he can always kind of say that the mom is there. And
Right.
you know, weird, like when I say it's clever, I obviously mean this negatively, but from
Yeah.
like a business standpoint, to keep this ruse going
Yeah, for his motives,
takes a
yeah.
lot of forethought. Like I can't believe he actually thought to do that. Like I was thinking, like, wow, he must have really thought about this.
Yeah, for sure. Well, not only that, I'm sure that these tactics were being used to some degree with Warren Jeffs and maybe others. You know, this type of thing, this isn't the first one of these types of cults, let's put it that way.
No, and you know, during this whole time, obviously she keeps feeding this information to the
Yeah.
cops, who, you know, it's weird. They interviewed the cop, and then
Don't
they
get
were
me
talking
started
about
on
how,
this
like,
cop.
we'll talk about the end of
The
our
local
entire,
cop. Yeah.
yeah, the local cop. We'll talk at the end of maybe like the things we liked and didn't like. But
Yeah.
essentially, Christine and Tolga keep giving this footage to the cops, and what they are saying is, not only do they not need more evidence in order to convict, but the cops don't really respond for like months. And, you know, ultimately this goes to the FBI, and the FBI agent essentially comes on and she's like, I don't know what took so long for them to involve us, because she does child sex trafficking, which is what this is.
Right. And the local sheriff, I believe it was, I forget his name. I didn't want to embarrass him too much on the show, but there's one point
Yeah.
in episode two where he says something along the lines of like, there's only so much that he can take with a gentle heart.
No, yeah, he doesn't want
I
to
was
watch the video
like,
of him admitting. He's like, I only listened to it once, and that was the first time I heard it. The audio recording of Sam
yes.
saying he has to like sacrifice his
Yes.
wives. He's like, because there's something a gentle heart can't take. And I understand that. Like, I actually
Sure, if
understand
you're
having a
another
gentle
human,
heart,
yeah,
but
but
you're a
you're a
police
fucking
officer,
police
sir.
officer.
Yeah.
Like,
You're a
are you
police
fucking
officer,
kidding
sir.
me?
I
And this
understand
has
that
to do
you don't, right.
it
Go
has to
ahead.
do with children and like sex trafficking. Like, I to be like, I don't know. I just was like, you should resign immediately. That was the first thing I thought of. I was actually pissed off at that point, but.
And it's important that, you know, the next, like, basically two, th the next second episode and the third episode is really about Christine and Tolga gathering this evidence. I mean,
Right.
they start trying to get testimonials from the girls. They're very clever in the way that they try to get them alone, because Sam is obviously not going to let all the girls hang out without him. So they really appeal to his narcissism, and they really
Yeah.
center it on the dock, and this is going to be big. And so this is why it takes so long that they're filming with him for so long.
Yeah.
And they even get one of Moroni's sons to come on and basically say that Sam married, I think, seven of his sisters,
Yeah.
ranging in age from 9 to 20,
Yeah.
has him on tape saying this. So this is all like perfect kind of fodder
Building the case, yeah.
until finally one of the women, Julia, who he's married to, who also
Love
has
Julia.
five daughters married to Sam,
Yeah.
she starts thinking for herself. And
Yep.
she starts understanding the abuse. Now, the thing about this, and someone said this so appropriately, and we all know on this doc, all know on this podcast that like I am not a religious person at all. In fact, organized religion really terrifies me. And especially something like this, which is like this really serious
Yeah.
sect, you're teaching the girls to obey. You're not teaching them to critically think
Yeah,
or
oh
have a
yeah.
mind of their own or be independent. It's all about strict obedience, and that's entirely how you get manipulated. And that's essentially what happens. And Julia starts to finally come forward and trust in Christine. And that's really how we can start getting in touch with the FBI. You kind of learn Sam has 23 wives, 9 of them are minors. Apparently, Julia never even wanted to give up her daughters
Yeah.
to Sam, but she had to because you have to obey not
Your
only your
husband, Moroni,
husband,
yeah.
but your prophet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was
So.
really disturbing. But Julia's bravery and how they document her bravery, like
It's incredible.
the whole beginning parts of that beat in this documentary where they say that she started doing like chores around Christine's house in an effort to
When she was picking up the
signal.
twigs, oh my God,
Yes.
like the branches, and she was like making an excuse to be around Christine. And then Christine was like, she's trying to tell me something. Like, let me go to her. And I was just like
And like,
aching in that moment. I
I
was
know, me
aching
too. That's
in that moment.
exactly, that was my exact thought. And then to think about what Julia must have been thinking in those moments when she was trying to sort of signal that she needed to say something. And then I thought, how fucking unbelievably amazing of Christine to have the awareness that that is what that would probably mean. Now, we do know Christine, we find out in episode two, Christine herself was sex trafficked and part of a situation like this herself. So
Yeah, she was
she's
sold to
more
sell
apt
off
to
everything because they were
be,
precious to her. She had to leave her children. She had to live in the
yeah,
poor and
which was
needy and basically be
shocking.
sex trafficked. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's a little more apt to maybe those signals than like obviously like you and I or I would be, but yeah, like learning Julia's bravery, I thought was like one of the best parts of this documentary. Like if there is a silver lining, like seeing the strength of this woman and her motivation to protect her children. I mean, that's really where this started with her. It was just so, I just wanted to hug her so badly. I was like, if I ever wanted to reach through a screen and hug somebody, it was Julia in that moment.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, like, it takes so much. I mean, look at the day to day, just talking to people, I'm not even talking religion. Get that out of it. Let's talk
Yeah.
even politics, right? Or something. When you're talking to a person, it's so hard to convince another person of something, right? You're both going in, you don't want to be convinced that your opinion has been wrong or the way that you're thinking about something is
Right.
wrong. It's just really hard to get
To
people out of their
accept that.
opinion.
Oh,
Evidence or
yeah.
not, I listen to
Yeah.
this all the time. So many places, evidence just doesn't matter. You believe what you want
Right.
to believe, and that's it. You're convinced or you're not convinced, and that's literally it. And so for this woman who, basically says like this has to be right at first because if it's not right, then nothing. And I think that's
That's right. That's a great lyric.
Knicks are on. I gotta obviously turn on
I'm
the
sorry,
Knicks.
not lyric, quote.
I
Knicks, that's
warn
right.
this from NMR. If you think everything about your whole if
Darren's
it
literally
every
turning on the Knicks games, guys. Go
no
ahead,
I
Darren.
literally have to because
It's fine.
it's so massive
It's
important.
important. Yeah.
If you she was like this has to be right because if not then
Yeah,
everything's
yeah.
wrong. So to go from that when you
Yeah.
know deep down in your heart you're doing these horrible things. I mean, he had people have sex. He had fathers have sex in the room that his daughters were in.
Yeah,
And
insane,
daughter, it's
disgusting.
just sick, twisted shit, like
Yeah.
abuse and working for him and making the
Right.
money and writing these manipulative things for hours after
Yeah.
they come home. But if you switch from that to be like, this is not right, and
Yeah.
this can't be right, because if this is right, then
Yeah.
nothing makes sense. To go
Right.
from that and to question your entire existence,
Existence, yeah.
you
It's
know,
a
because she like.
lot.
And she even says, like, when she breaks down, she's like, I just want to go back to my God and my
I
religion. And you
know.
can tell, like, that's so pure. And even though
Exactly.
I
That was
think
my
that
thought.
stuff is crazy and terrible, I'm
You at
also
least
like,
respect that other
I
people,
want you
that's
to
what
go
they
back to
want.
that too,
Yeah.
because you weren't harming anyone with that. And if you were harming
Right.
yourself with it, then fine, harm
Of
yourself, but
course.
don't harm anyone else. And like, it just broke me down. And I
Me
just,
too.
We're talking about Christine and Tolga, but really Julia is a hero too because she finally listened to her gut and really broke through all of that manipulation and all of that brainwashing. And it
Yeah.
takes such a person to
Such a
do
person.
that.
She said one thing, when she was sort of coming to Christine in the beginning part of that part, those moments, I believe in the beginning of episode three, she noted their houses were all very close to the police station, and she says something very interesting. I wrote it down. She said, quote, "But will they hear one woman's cry?" And I'm like,
I
God
know, I
damn, if
clocked
that's
that too. And I'm like, they wouldn't
and they wouldn't. No, they
because Christine
wouldn't.
had been giving them footage all along and they
Yeah,
wouldn't have listened
exactly.
to this weirdo in a dress, you know. And I say that with air quotes because that's what they would have viewed them as. Because, of course, all
Of
these wives were
course.
like frumpy,
The
weird stuff
town
with like weird
freaks to everyone
hair.
else, yeah.
Right. And of course, these women view it as they're special, they're chosen, they're this. And everyone else is like, what's
Right.
going on over there?
Yeah.
So I want to just go through like how he eventually gets caught because I
Sure.
think that this is some real like kind of like
Can I give
boss
you
shit.
one
I
great
want you to like
segue?
talk about it. Yeah, please.
You want me to talk about one great segue is Christine and Julia finally get on the same page about taking this guy down, and Christine is doing a talking head to the camera, and she said, quote, "Julia was going to help me nail this motherfucker." And I just love that Christine is like this quiet, if you haven't
She's on
watched
a
the
war
doc,
path.
yeah, she's on a warpath and she's very good at this stuff, but she really has the sort of the demeanor of like Luna Lovegood from Harry Potter, if anyone knows Luna
Very much so
Lovegood,
that.
kind of a quirky, like
She
color
could have been in
matched
Hocus
outfit.
Pocus. She
Yes,
could have been in
like,
Hocus Pocus.
and it's just so, I love the juxtaposition of this physically kind of not intimidating person physically, but like her brain is so powerful. Her actions and her words are so powerful. And you see her like in a cute little pink dress, and she's like a blonde. And, she's, just, I don't know. I just love Christine. And when she said Julie was going to help me nail this motherfucker in like
I
the
loved
most
it.
calm tone, it was just wonderful. So, yes, let's transition to the whole sting operation, really.
Yeah, so FBI is finally involved, you know, and they're
Thank
really part of the
God.
sting operation. And
Dawn is her name, the agent.
Sam gets arrested, and he gets arrested because he takes a bunch of these girls into like it's like kind of like a
A
trailer,
warehouse?
like it, but
Yeah.
it's like
Oh,
a moving
yes.
like U-Haul kind of
Like
truck,
something you would
but
put
it
a
was.
horse in or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Like truly,
Yeah.
and someone on the highway notes that hands are sticking out to like hold the door.
That is one thing I do remember seeing that news because I remember that image a couple years ago of
The
the
hands
fingers
hanging.
over the door. Yeah, because the door apparently like unlatched and there were, I don't know,
Right, that
16 year
just.
olds or something trying to keep it closed.
And that just goes to show how much like he did not give a fuck about these
No,
people
not
because
at
like one
all.
wrong turn and these girls could have flown out of that thing.
Of
And thank God
course.
someone called. And so eventually the police come, they gather these girls, they separate the adults from the minors, they
Right.
arrest him. And then, you know, the FBI doesn't want to ruin their whole
They're staying, yeah.
operation. So they didn't want him to be released. He post bail, essentially. He post bail for $150.
$150,000, yeah.
One of his followers, one of the males, Moroni or one of them, Bisline, gets it together. And the FBI does not want to let him go. But they know, again, very forward thinking, very smart, of course, that they have to roll with it in order to make this whole operation, in order to really nail this motherfucker.
Right. As
And
Christine would say, yes.
Christine helped do this because Sam
Yeah.
post bail. The FBI takes his phone. She goes to pick him up with a bunch of the other wives and catches him on camera asking if he can factory reset his phone, which is obstruction of justice.
Because it is in federal
Correct.
custody. So
Yes.
if we backpedal a little bit, the reason the FBI, for those who haven't watched or whatever, the reason the FBI hasn't been able to do anything yet is because they don't have enough solid evidence to
Right.
raid for like a sex trafficking charge. So they need him to do something dumb, like say he's going to reset his phone when it's in custody
Right.
of the federal
Because
government.
Sam is smart, even though he's being filmed. And again, this is like the narcissism play to that. Like, he has no problem being filmed all the time
Yeah.
with his It's like everything's good here, you know, no one's an issue, but as the
Right.
documentarians are getting a picture with him and each of his wives, he doesn't do the underage girls because he knows that's how Warren Jeffs gets caught in this entire thing. So he
And Christine's
is,
like, what was I thinking? You know, even
yeah,
though
right.
she's
So she
aware of
plays
the whole thing.
dumb. So this is how they ultimately nail him. He eventually goes to prison. The older girls in the coven, in the cult, they also get sent to prison as well. And the underage girls obviously are not sent to prison. They are complete victims on this. And they essentially go to, like, I think it's like a foster home or something like that.
Yeah, they start in
Or
a
they're,
foster, a group home, and then go to foster home separately. Yes.
yes, a group home, at first. But you know, the
Group home,
doc
yeah.
ends with these girls, the overage wives, saying basically that prison was the thing that set them for three. Now, not all of
Some of
them.
them. Yeah, I was gonna say, not all
Some
of
of them
them.
are
No,
still Sam
Gnomes is one of
acolytes.
them. Yeah.
Yep, just like people are still obsessed with Warren Jeffs. It's very hard to convince all these people. But
Right.
Naomi Gnomes, who's arguably like the ringleader, the most manipulated by Sam, basically says prison sets her free. It was so lovely to watch. And
I
she
know.
is free now. And she's like, I discovered all these things. Like, it took forever to kind of get to see what kind of bubble we were in. And I had to imagine it's intense therapy. It's a million different things. It's
Oh,
having a
well,
strong
honestly, it's
support
like getting
system.
away from the bubble of that manipulation so that you can have
Right.
your own thoughts. Yeah. I mean, she was
Well, just a
essentially
little
born into this.
separation, just a
Yeah.
little
Yeah.
separation, and you kind of can see the forest for the trees. And, you
Yep.
know, she was really, I think, like, there's like a success story at the
For
end of this.
sure,
And
100%.
it was just unbelievable to kind of watch. Now, obviously, not all the wives or whatever. And, you know, Sam was sentenced to, I think, 50 years in prison. So he's going to
Yep.
die there. I can't imagine
Yes.
he's going to get out on good behavior. The only solace is in knowing that usually in prison, pedophiles are considered like the worst of the worst. So
Right.
I'm hoping he has a hard
Hoping for the
time in
best, yeah.
prison. I'm not wishing
Right.
him an easy time there.
Yeah.
But
The other men also
yeah.
were charged and sentenced. Moroni, I think, after a couple of years of house arrest, was sentenced to 25
25
years.
years, and the BIS lines also were serving, I think, 35 individually.
And then one of them got sentenced to life, actually, I believe. So,
Maybe, maybe.
nonetheless, I thought that the let's talk about the sentencings all around, in my opinion. Those men sounds about right. I wish that
They were also
Sam,
manipulated too. So
that
it's like
was the big thing, yeah.
it's also hard to say. Not that they, it's like, it's like something you learn in therapy, right? Like, it's not an excuse, it's an explanation. It's still their
Yeah.
responsibility. They
Of
still did
course.
the thing. They were still selling off their fucking kids and being
Right, of
horrible,
course.
but they actually thought
They were
that was a good
brainwashed. Yeah, they're
thing. Right.
brainwashed.
So I do think the sentences, I mean, I hope that they're all like sentenced separately and they can't really have contact with each other, because I think that you do need
Yeah.
true separation in order to actually realize. Because Moroni, who was one of the main guys, the reason he thought Sam was God, which is important to remember, is that he was shunned from the community originally because he, during Warren Jeff's imprisonment, was having kids and got married.
Right,
And so
right.
the community shunned him, and Sam like took him in, and that's how he got manipulated. But it just goes to show that he does have that very, very small nugget of independent thinking. And it makes me sort of think that with enough separation, he might
Redeem
come to
himself.
his
Yeah.
senses. I don't know. Like, these types of things, it's like, I don't really know how, like, could Sam ever redeem himself? Like, I don't know. You
Yeah.
know, I really do believe in a redemptive arc, and I'd like to think that people really
Yeah.
can change, but not everyone.
No, I agree with you. And even the women that were charged, that were the sister wives, the adults, like they're victims too. I mean, the big question here, and this is of course in no way, shape, or form excusing any of the horrific
Of
acts of
course not.
Sam, but you do wonder how much of this was maybe him knowing what he was doing, and how much of this was him being a victim of his own brainwashed scenario as well. You know what I mean? Like, Is he a victim in a way? Like, think about the generational effects of how these behaviors have affected
Yeah, I
people.
certainly think like Warren Jeff's father
Right.
walked, so Warren Jeff's could run,
There
so
you
Sam could
go.
sprint. Like, I
Right.
certainly think it's all affected by that,
Yeah.
absolutely. But I don't really view Sam as much as a victim because he, like, I guess, you know, he is. It's not it, like in a way, but I think that he was smart enough to know how to and when to manipulate, like.
Good
All of
point.
a sudden, you're not a prophet, and then you are
Right,
just
right.
while Warren is in prison, and
Yeah.
you know to have unprotected sex with the older wives and protected
Good
sex with the younger
point.
wives because he knew, and this is something mentioned in the doc, he didn't want to get the younger ones pregnant because then he knew that that
Good
would be
point.
seen as obvious child
Even being
abuse when
photographed
he's the
with them.
father. And
Right.
being photographed with them, and
Right.
why
Good
is a
point.
9-year-old fucking pregnant or a 12-year-old pregnant? That
Right.
seems to be a little bit of
My God.
sus.
Which didn't, that didn't happen though, did it? Just to be clear, or did it?
No, because he wore,
Oh, yeah.
they
Yeah. Yeah.
said that
Yeah.
he took precautions. I'm
Sure.
imagining that means he wore a condom, but they didn't
Whatever
specifically
it is.
say
Yeah.
that. I obviously don't know what he did to the girls. Maybe he had something. I don't know.
We don't need to know, but yeah.
Presumably, he wasn't having protected because he wanted more kids. Like, he just wanted more kids. So, I'm
Right.
assuming he wouldn't have done anything to alter them. So that way, when they became of age, they could get
Ugh,
pregnant. So, I
disgusting.
took it as he was wearing condoms. So, that says to me that
No, you're so
you
right.
know,
You
right?
know
You
right
are
from
not
wrong in that
manipulated to be
scenario.
like,
Yeah.
right. You have some level of understanding that, like, a 26-year-old is okay. Okay. But a 9-year-old isn't. And like, what's that
Right.
line that you know that? And so, because Warren Jeffs, at least I don't remember in the Keep Sweet doc, but I don't remember him really talking about like
Okay.
that.
Yeah.
So I have a really hard time with that. I think you're right, obviously. Like, if not Warren Jeffs, then Sam wouldn't really have this outlet. But
Right.
yeah, I don't
Well,
view him as a victim.
yeah. Well, that's what are our final thoughts here? Are there things we loved or hated overall? I have to say this. We've watched a lot of documentaries over the years. I was at Oxygen. We did all kinds of true crime. This is probably a top three all-time favorite doc for me
Wow. Because of
because it's just
Christine.
so well done. Christine is so well spoken. The tension, I mean, from a production television value from start to finish, I thought the pacing was great.
Yeah.
You really invested and cared about the outcome of this documentary.
Having that footage was a big
Yes,
win
of
to make this
course. I mean,
interesting.
that's like something you don't ever get to see so much. But yeah, I mean, I was very, very invested in a very wholehearted way. And yeah, Christine deserves the Medal of Freedom as far as I'm concerned.
So does Julia.
And
I
Julia, for sure.
agree with you entirely. I thought for a cult documentary, which I usually love a lot of them. I mean,
Yeah,
even
you
Keep
do.
Sweet was like kind of scary, but this had something that I think others don't, which is actual like
Yeah.
raw fucking footage of them like talking and everything. And
Right,
you're also
right.
like seeing in real time almost them catching him. Like this happened.
Totally.
Can we just talk about the police officer for a minute? Because that's
I
something
don't
I
know.
didn't
I can't
really
stand
like.
him. I'm just like, I don't want to even give him any, like, I
With his
don't
gentle
know.
heart. Well,
I'm like,
he seems like a like if you just take
yeah.
what he was saying, he obviously seems like a very good guy. He's a little
Sure.
put. He's a calm, you know, obviously like yes, I'm sure it's hard if you're working like child sex crimes. Like I don't know how often I could watch that footage either. Like I
That's a
sort of
good
understood
point.
at that point. But the way that what he was sort of portraying was like, oh yeah, we were on it the entire time. We knew this. And the way Christine and the other people made it seem was like they weren't really responding or caring. So having that juxtaposition, like I almost think that you almost didn't even need the cop in the documentary at all.
It would have been probably better for his life that he wasn't a part of this documentary, if you ask me. By the way, his
Yes.
name is David Wilkinson. Okay,
Yeah.
Sergeant David Wilkinson of the Colorado City Hilldale Police Department. I don't know, guy. Do maybe find a different line of work, with all due respect. With
I
all due respect. And let's give props to FBI female Dawn, FBI agent Dawn. Let me look her last name up. She was on that shit so quick.
She was like, and she was, this was like her last case before she retired. And she was like,
Yeah.
I was meant to catch this motherfucker. She was like, I was meant to. And I was like, go, Dawn.
Yeah, let me get her name.
Cool.
She deserves a full-on shout out.
This is
Dawn.
crazy.
I should have
Just
had
so
this. Dawn Martin, Special Agent
yeah.
Dawn Martin, we love you. Good
Yeah, we
job.
really do. She's
Yeah.
incredible. But yeah, that's it. We do recommend watching this doc. Obviously, it's four parts, maybe not before bed and maybe not all at
Yeah.
once, because it is so intense of what you're really seeing.
It's deep. It's very deep.
And it takes a lot. And it you're, to me, it was very jarring that like these people exist. These
Yeah.
people could be next door to you shopping
Yeah,
at a grocery store,
100%.
and you don't
And
really
they are.
know.
I've seen
And
lots
they
of
are.
situations like this. I'll also add one last great thing about this documentary is by the time each episode ended, I was like, wait, what? That's the end of the episode? And I looked and it was like 46 minutes had flown by. Love that. That's when you know you're gripped, you're captivated, and it's a good
Yeah.
story, if nothing else.
Agreed.
So
Agreed.
there we go. Let us know what you guys think about this episode and about this Netflix doc if you've seen it. Maybe some of you live in that Colorado City neighborhood. Wouldn't that be crazy? Let us know at Jay Thrasher at Carpe Darren in our
Yeah.
Facebook group, or our Patreon comments, all of which are linked in the show notes below. Darren, you want to do some listener shout outs now?
I would love it. Do you want to take the first one?
Yeah, this is from our lovely friend Mitz, who we always love to talk about, who commented on Patreon saying, Darren, quote, I need a Snoopy. Darren, this was in reaction to some cute photo or story you've told about Snoopy recently. Do you have any
Obviously.
tips or tricks for how Mitz can get her very own Snoopy? I think we need to let her
Mitz, I
know.
don't want to say this because I love you, but there's only one Snoopy. She's one of one. Like,
Oh,
even when I got her
fair.
groomed the other day, like first time going there, the guy was like, oh, what's your dog's name? I was like, Snoopy. He's like, okay, let me find her. We have a few Snoopies. And I go, no,
Yeah,
sir. You have
no,
one
sir.
Snoopy. And he looked at me and I was like, you have one Snoopy and the rest are like AI versions. He was like, you're right.
That's fair.
You are
That's
the
fair.
best. Like, this is the best Snoopy. I just want to say, Mitz, like, I didn't realize how perfect she could be, but she's actually so perfect and so communicative. So much so that the other night I was playing with her and I can, like, when she wants to play and pal around, I can put my hands like in her mouth and like play. And she never bites. She was like,
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
but she
yeah.
never bites down. So I
Sure.
wanted to chat GPT. Like, I didn't teach her that, right? So I was like,
Yeah.
do they know? Like, what does that mean? You
That's a
know,
good question.
playful. So, you know, it's like your dog is like, this is such a good sign. Like, she's learned bite inhibition over the years. It's a form of play and
Right.
affection. She sees your hands as safe. Now, granted, she might not see other people's hands as safe, but like for
Fair.
you, she knows that she doesn't
Well,
want to
she's a
like
guard
hurt you
dog, so that's
and
good.
she trusts you, right?
Yeah,
So
right.
it was like, tell me her age and breed, and I'll let you know like specifically. So it's like
Okay.
she's like 20 months and she's a Chi Poo. John, this like made me cry last night. I
Tell
called
me.
Nathan immediately. Listen to this description.
Oh my God.
A
Okay.
Chihuahua poodle mix, often called a Chi Poo or a Poo-wah-wah, at 20 months is basically a smart, attached, slightly chaotic little genius who's just finishing adolescence.
Oh, that's exactly what she is, too.
She is a smart, chaotic little genius. I cried. I was like, that's my daughter. That's my daughter. It was just like,
Wow.
I called Nadine and Nadine was like, we were both
You
tearing up the phone,
like
like
tearing
from
up like in
ChatGPT literally saying something that like they don't even know, but it was just, it meant everything to me, I will say.
I can just hear
So.
Nadine like kind of like getting like worked up and like,
No,
you
she
know,
was like, got worked up. Like, we both
about
got worked up. She goes, save it, send it to me, take a picture. And I go, it's
yeah.
on my history. She's like, send it to me. And
That's
I'm like,
so
that
funny.
might need to be her little description in her
Yeah, like her
Instagram.
Tinder bio or something. Yeah,
Yeah, exactly.
exactly.
She's not dating.
Oh God, sorry. Okay, let's move on to the next listener
Relax,
shout out. Yeah.
relax. She's an
All
adolescence.
right, okay.
But
She's
anyway, Mitz, I will let you borrow Snoopy. She has a
Yeah,
very
that's
high
nice.
hourly rate though. So save up your money because
Okay.
she's Very, very high maintenance. But
Fair.
Brittany in our Facebook group asked, "How's baby Tersh? Hashtag throwback."
Oh
Well,
my
listen, baby
God.
Tersh is alive and well, but I had to let baby Tersh like in the backyard because Snoopy was not going to
There's
stand
only
for me
so
to have
much
another
room.
child. There just wasn't going to happen. And I did I tell you this when I was in Florida? This could have happened after we recorded, but my childhood best friend was actually near Palm Beach, like when we were there, and she brought her daughter along, and she just had a kid. The baby's like 5, 6 months old,
Oh my
and so we
God.
were all ha it was Nadine, Snoopy, her husband, the daughter, whatever. We were all having dinner outdoors at like 5, and she's like, "Do you want to hold Ellie?" And I had met Ellie before, but like we were just sitting there, and she's like, "Do you want to hold Ellie?" I was like, "Yeah." So I picked up Ellie and I put her on my lap, and Snoopy
Got jealous.
was so jealous, starts barking, like wagging her tail, being like, "No." She was like, "No, that's another little creature on your lap." No.
Oh
She
my
was sitting on Nadine's lap. She was
goodness.
so jealous that Caroline, my friend, was like, "Oh my God," and had to like take her daughter back now that Snoopy was gonna jump
Oh
because she's but she I was like, "Oop, oop, oop."
wow. I'm a little concerned. I'm gonna be honest, a little concerned by
She's an
that.
attached, chaotic little genius.
Chaotic adolescent genius. Okay. Well, guys, if you want more photos and
Baby.
videos of Little Miss Snoopy, you can join us on Patreon for all kinds of bonus content and early access to every episode. And it's all ad-free, which we
Yes.
love over there.
Patreon.com/shaken and disturbed
That's
or click
right.
the link in our show notes. John makes it very, very easy.
That's right. Okay, so take care, protect your peace, and I'm sending you all big hugs. I know we got to go because Darren's got to go watch the Knicks game. So,
I got to pet
yeah.
Snoopy. Snoopy's the best thing that ever happened to me. I guess Nadine too,
And
but
Nadine
mostly
too.
Snoopy. Mostly
Okay.
Snoopy.
All right. Avoid all those cults, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.